Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Where was I? Oh, there we go. Join Craig Riley every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. that is, for Garage Sports Trivia Live on the 937 The Fan Instagram. And that's brought to you by Precision Garage. Get it, Garage Sports Trivia. And also one of Craig's favorite places, betrivers.com. Joining us now on the workers' compensation law firm of Holland Capitis Fan Hotline is Jake Stallings. Jacob, getting ready to depart Nashville. You got to get going pretty soon here, right? You're going to be back in Pittsburgh by Wednesday, aren't you?
Yep, we are driving up to Pittsburgh tomorrow, and I think I'm going to get go through all the testing and protocols on Monday morning, and hopefully be on the field Monday afternoon or Tuesday. So, yeah, we're driving up tomorrow.
Have you been tested yet?
Nope, I have not. I have not had any symptoms, haven't had any need to go get tested on my own, and haven't been tested by the league or anything yet. So, no testing yet.
What's the atmosphere been like in Nashville with this? I know that, you know, there's blowback, and we've seen certain places where it seemed to go away before every place else, to the point that they were talking about having you guys in Florida and Arizona, and now all of a sudden those are virus hot spots. What's it been like where you live in the off season?
Nashville has been pretty good overall, I would say. We were one of the first places to open up, so I think, you know, there was some concern that was not a good. Nashville's done pretty well. Tennessee's done pretty well as a whole. It hasn't gotten crazy here. Like, there hasn't been an outrageous number of cases or anything. So we've been lucky in that regard. We were obviously shut down for a little while, but restaurants opened up to about 50% capacity and then opened up a little more. And, but I think I just read an article today. I think that they're going to institute you always have to wear a mask when you're out in Nashville. I think they're going to institute that on Monday. So it's been, I think, weird for everyone, but overall we've done pretty well here.
Now, what was virtual work like for you as a catcher? You know, we've heard from, I don't know, the pitchers, and I guess you could find some pitchers to throw to you, but maybe not necessarily your own pitcher. So what has the virtual work been like for you over the last 3 months?
Well, we've had Zoom meetings and all those sort of things. We had a lot of those early on and haven't had as many lately, mainly because, you know, it felt like, you know, we heard that June 1 was the deadline of when we could get a deal done or not. And obviously, that didn't end up happening. So, but, you know, I actually got hooked up with a group of about 12 guys who live in or around Nashville. And we've been doing live VPs and bullpens and that sort of stuff. So I was very lucky in that regard. So I get to hit and catch off of them once a week. And so from that standpoint, I was very lucky.
Actually, is Brian Reynolds there? Was he one of the guys you worked out with?
Yeah, Brian came, and there were a number of guys from other organizations. Fraser was in and out of town a lot. So Reynolds would come to those live sessions, though, yeah.
Do you have any reservations at all about playing and about returning, given the, you know, like you said, the masks in public are going back in effect in Nashville. I don't know if that's going to happen here, but do you have any reservations at all?
I'm not concerned, for myself to get sick from the standpoint of the fear of the illness. I would be afraid that I would give it to someone else or one of my kids. But my main concern is if I do get sick, you're just automatically, you have to be quarantined for at least, 7 to 10 days. And that's if you're asymptomatic. So, just from a baseball standpoint, you're looking at, a week and a half, 2 weeks of quarantine, and then, you got to build back up to be in playing shape, and you're looking at, 2 to 3 weeks of that. And so, that's just a big chunk of this season. So that worries me. I think that's my main worry is getting sick and having to miss so much of a short season.
Pirates catcher Jacob Stallings joining us here on The Fan. And, of course, social distancing is all the talk about that and being separated. You're a catcher. You're going to have an umpire, like an older guy, presumably, who is right over your shoulder, breathing on your neck. And you've got a batter who obviously is right next to you. And then there are other situations in the game. But how can, it seems to me like it's just a contradiction to talk about social distancing, and baseball is actually better off than most other sports. In fact, in all the other sports, or the big four, in terms of social distancing, and yet it's just kind of weird, isn't it?
It is. I hadn't thought of the fact that, I was going to be exposed to more people than anybody else on the field. Somebody brought that up to me the other day, and I told him I was going to be wearing a protective mask, so I should be okay. But, it is weird. I think we're seeing it a lot throughout college football, especially, there's been a lot of cases from summer practice and summer workouts or whatever those guys are doing right now in schools around the country. And I think baseball is fortunate in that regard. But I'll be very interested to see, basketball and hockey, what happens with them, just because, it is so much more of a contact sport. And, this thing just seems so contagious. And, with those guys in such close contact, it'll be interesting. But it was encouraging to see. I saw a report the other day that, only about 5% of the NBA players tested positive for it. So at least on the front end, that's encouraging. But obviously, they haven't started practice or anything. So we'll see how they're affected by that.
Yeah, just lastly, we've got about a minute left with Jake Stallings, Pirates catcher. How good is it going to be just to get back together after? I know Derek Shelton was talking about how he was saying this a month ago, that the Zoom meetings, he's had enough of those. And just to kind of, even if you can't, get within 6 feet of somebody else most times, what's it going to be like just to get everybody back together again?
It'll be great. The negotiation was frustrating and for everyone involved. And, we're just really excited to get back and play. And I think there's mostly excitement amongst everyone, but, there's also a lot of questions just of all the protocols and how different everything's going to be, no fans in the stands just being one of those things. And but we're excited. Hopefully it brings some joy to people around the country, around the world, whatever. And we're just excited to get back together and get back doing what we love to do. And, hopefully we can make a run during these 60 games and see what happens.
Yeah, tons of unknowns. And in a lot of ways, it's going to be different. And I think those of us, especially those of us like me that have been around for a long time, seeing different stuff, that is something to look forward to. Hopefully everything goes smoothly. Jake, thank you very much. Have a safe trip to Pittsburgh, and I'll see you from a great distance maybe sometime soon.
Yeah, I was going to say I'll see you soon, John, but I don't know if that's the case. But I'll probably talk to you soon.
Who knows? I know. I may never set foot in a professional locker room again. Seriously.
I know. This really could change things going forward. So, I guess we'll see, won't we?
I know a lot of guys are looking forward to that, but we'll get that for another day. All right, Jake, thank you very much. And like you said, we'll see you soon from a distance. All right, take care.
Sounds good.
Yep. Okay, Pirates catcher Jake Stallings, thanks to him.